California. Whatever's on your mind, we rock now. Number two of the program, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about tonight, including taking your calls about anything. But, Mark, you have something you want to discuss?
Well, yeah, I found on the internet, while scouring the internet today, found a, actually it was sent to me by a listener, at plsweb.org. That's the Party for Socialism and Liberation.
Oh, dear.
They have out here, Ron Paul declares war against workers. Anti-war activists should reject his reactionary programming. And it's a, you know, an open letter to socialists out there, I guess, on why they should not listen to Ron Paul and all his anti-war rhetoric.
Right, right. They've heard the siren song of Ron Paul on this getting out of the war, which many of them are in favor of.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying, wait, we've got more information. All right, what do they have to say?
Millions of people have seen the Democratic Party for what it is, a war party. Since Democrats took control of the House and Senate as a result of the November 2006 election, they have done nothing to end the occupation in Iraq. But instead of turning away from the Democrats and toward the building of a left-wing alternative, some of the anti-war movement have begun to champion a marginal candidate running for the Republican nomination. Now remember, this is the website of the Party for Socialism and Liberation.
Yeah.
Ron Paul, a right-wing libertarian congressman from Texas, has no chance of winning the Republican nomination.
I love it when they claim libertarians are right-wing. I don't even know what... I don't know what that means.
No.
And I don't think Ron Paul would qualify.
They're top wing. If you look at the Nolan chart, conservative is on the right, and libertarians on the top, left is on the left, and...
Is his position on the drug war right-wing?
I am certainly not what right-wing...
Right.
You could look at some libertarian positions and say, well, that's right wing.
But
like
you could look
freedom.
At others and say, that's left wing.
Right, exactly, which is why you're saying they're on top, Mark, because they're completely different from the right and left wings. So this is typical just political hackery. Go ahead.
Yep. Let's see. He has no chance of winning the Republican nomination, much less the presidency. He is by the way, if he did win the Republican nomination, he would win the presidency. But he is a fringe bourgeoisie candidate.
What does that mean?
Bourgeoisie, isn't that the middle, the merchant class?
Okay, gotcha.
However, prominent and misguided left-leaning pundits and hard-right neo-fascists champion him as the candidate of choice, nonetheless.
Neo-fascist.
Yeah, I don't think neo-fascists like Ron Paul.
Am I a neo-fascist? I'm championing him as the candidate of choice here. What are the seeds of this unholy union? Paul calls for an immediate end to the occupation of Iraq. It's a sticking point for many, although it should not blur a sober analysis of this reactionary capitalist candidate's positions. He has been forthright with his social and political program. And
that's true.
He has been
forthright.
And it's so rare in politics, that's another reason people are gravitating towards
mm-hmm.
it. Paul's libertarianism, or constitutionalism, speaks frequently about getting rid of invasive big government. For workers who oppose the Patriot Act, government spying, and inflated military budgets, this position at first might have a certain appeal. But Paul wants to create a small government so as to prevent any intrusion into the affairs of big business. He upholds free market capitalism as the solution to every social problem.
Do they really believe what they're saying, and that is that they believe that the government intrudes on big business to some annoying extent, or to some extent that really keeps the big businesses in check in some way?
I think that, well, what people believe is that they have a vote in government, they don't have a vote in Walmart.
It's so, nonsense.
They do have a vote.
They do have a
vote.
They either go and shop there or not.
But they've extended that vote by not shopping there.
Yeah.
That's their vote. And everybody else is voting otherwise. So they want their vote in government to count against Walmart or whatever corporation. You pick mm-hmm. your corporation. Insert big corporation A here.
But it doesn't ever work. The big corporations are in charge of the government.
Right. The big corporations buy the government. They have the lobbyists. You don't.
Well, that's why I ask, do they really believe their own propaganda?
I think
or are they just apologists for the state?
I think they do believe it. Yeah, absolutely. These people are not involved in the socialist worker party or whatever the hell they're calling themselves because they don't believe in it. Because they're not effective, Ian.
So in their mind, the reason why the big corporations are so big and troublesome today is because there's just not enough government regulation, and they think there needs to be more.
The workers, as they keep on using the terminology, if the workers were actually in charge of government, which they never will be because they're workers.
Right.
Once they get in charge of government, they'll no longer be workers, and they'll be corrupted by the system. But, you know, these people don't understand that.
Sure.
And you can't tell them the socialism's failed every single time it's been tried, because, well, there's something wrong with this system here, and there was something wrong there. And blah, 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 blah.
Right, it wasn't done the way I say it should be done.
I don't care what your iteration of big government socialism is. It is a failure. And I'll tell you why. Call in, please.
I like what Harry Brown says about that, is that no matter what, you will never be in charge of government. So just because you would like the program to be passed in this fashion does not mean that that's how it will be carried out.
It's true. Even if you actually do manage to get elected, you still won't be in charge.
No.
Because then you'll just be one of hundreds of votes that will either vote something up or down. And if a program that you're interested in gets voted in, even by some miracle, gets voted in without being amended like crazy in the process, and by some miraculous occurrence actually gets voted in the way you originally intended it, it won't stay that way because the program won't be run by you. So even if you are the person that did manage to shoehorn a program in, you're not going to be the one that's doing the day-to-day operations. That will be run by government bureaucrats. And those people are not you. They don't owe you anything. And they're going to take your program and do with it as they please. And they're going to lobby for changes that are going to expand the program beyond its original intention. So even if you could achieve that, you've still failed because there's no way for you to control the program once it gets out there.
Right, so. The socialists continue to bash Ron Paul. He does not want to create a government that defends workers and the oppressed. Instead, Paul wants to overturn the concessions that workers have won from the capitalist class through decades of struggle. This is why he opposes the income tax, so that big business does not have to give anything back.
What about me? I lose $600 every month. What about me?
Yeah.
You're obviously not a worker. Oh, wait. You do go to work
every
day. Right,
and that's a lot of money. I could really, really use that extra money.
Well, the socialists believe government can use it better than you.
And big business does not give anything back. That would indicate that government gave something to business in the first place, and it did not.
Julia, you are out there working hard. The socialists understand that. But you have to understand that $600 that you're giving to the government, that $600 is going to keep the corporation in line so they don't abuse you. So the corporation doesn't force you to work 80 hours. You only have to work 50 hours a week. What if they wanted you to work 80 hours a week?
Then I would find a better
job. But what if every corporation were forcing people to work 80 hours a week? This is what they think will happen. This is the kind of insanity that goes through these people's heads. They think that without the government around, businessmen will just go wacko and start, you know, they'll bring out the whips and the chains and, you know, and
they've read a lot,
hurt people.
Some of which is not true anymore, you know, isn't true, and some of which it was true, that, you know, child labor laws and, you know, the Jungle by Upton Sinclair.
Yeah.
You know, they've read all this stuff, and they would assume that without government strictures, that the market would return to that.
Right.
The fact is, our economy has matured, and people will not accept that. if for some
That's
reason...
That's right. We're getting rid of air conditioning, overhead lighting, it's all going away.
Right.
Now, you're coming to work tomorrow, aren't you?
Julia's work had her working with caustic materials, decided, we're going to use caustic materials to make our food from here on out.
Yeah, no gloves allowed.
She would leave that very same day and go work for another place. But people, you know, the workers are oppressed by the capitalist pigs.
It's actually really funny, too, because I work for a corporation, a bigger company. It's actually a franchise of a corporation.
Yeah.
They treat their employees really, really well. I mean,
you sure they're not doing it because they're forced to by government regulation?
Right. I mean, it just goes to show that any time a company treats an employee better than what the law requires them to treat them, that just goes to prove that, in fact, the marketplace will protect employees.
But you can't convince a socialist of that, at least. Not these types of socialists. Is there more to this story?
Oh, yeah.
They're attacking Ron Paul, claiming he's an evil capitalist.
Well, they're basically attacking libertarianism.
Well, that's true. 800-259-9231. But he's the one holding the flag at the moment, so that's why they're attacking him. You can bring up anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Are you an evil corporate master?
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit Sacrowedgie.com. That's Sacrowedgie.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. Enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We're talking about a blog post, article. I don't know where it's.
It's an article.
The National Socialist Party.
Well, it's
Socialist Workers Party.
The Party for Social Party for Socialism and Liberation.
Yeah,
PLA.
Those guys. They're coming out on the attack against Ron Paul. And this is a good sign, by the way. The fact that the socialists are coming out and hitting Ron Paul says that Ron Paul is really doing something to pull these guys away from the Democratic candidates they would normally support. Ron Paul has come out very vehemently against the war in Iraq and actually against all initiated conflict around the world.
Which no one else has come out and said that.
You're right. No one has taken that strong of a stand. There are some wishy-washy anti-war characters, like Dennis Kucinich, for instance.
I'm going to pull some of the troops out by the 60 days.
Oh, yeah, that's what that Hillary?
Yeah, I'm going to start pulling troops out. Like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, it's nonsense. And why do you have to wait 60 days to do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, why not
do it the, first,
the
day?
First day?
So Ron Paul's anti-war message is very attractive, apparently, to socialists. So attractive that the socialist workers here have deemed him a target, and they are on the attack. And as you pointed out, rightly so, Mark, they're attacking libertarianism more so than anything else, because Ron Paul's message is pretty darn pure libertarian.
Yeah.
So let's continue with their hit piece here.
Absolutely. It's the Party for Socialism and Liberation. They continue their attack on Ron Paul. Paul offers nothing to oppressed communities. His website...
Except their money back!
His website claims that bigotry is a problem of the heart, and we cannot change people's heart by passing more laws and regulations. In his view... And they don't say anything against that, but in fact, we can pass laws against people being bigoted. We can pass lots of laws, and they'll be enforced in an arbitrary, stupid fashion, and it allows bigotry to continue and grow and fester. They don't make any kind of argument against it. They just say what he says. In his view, the true antidote to racism is liberty. And liberty means free market capitalism. Paul wants to get rid of affirmative action and other legislation that enforces racial group identities.
I love how they use just words that scare people, like mm-hmm. capitalism. Like, what? People don't even know what that really means.
But that's the problem.
Here he says
they don't know what it means.
Racial,
and so it's scary to them.
Racial group identities. Now I went down to Florida for a wedding where I was best man in December, as you recall. And at that wedding, my best friend Julian was getting married to his longtime live-in girlfriend Jennifer. Here at this wedding, you had the family of the bride, who was who's horse folks from out in East Manatee County.
Mm-hmm.
And the family of the groom, where one lady was, she's sort of this crystals and patchouli kind of, the mother, crystals and patchouli kind of, 60-year-old gal, 50-year-old, but I don't know how old she is. The father is a black advertising executive from New York City, Manhattan.
Mm.
Julian is very pale black. But you have this, now he's talking about racial group identities. What was the racial group identity here? Julian's two white brothers were there, his two black brothers and two black sisters. The father had been married a couple of times. He had a white stepmom there and a white mom, and then his in-laws, these country folks from, that raise horses. There's no racial group identity here. The fact is, racial lines are blurring more and more every day. Now, you can create all the racism you want. You can say that black people need help, or we hate them darn Mexican people. You can say whatever you want to create racial barriers.
Yeah.
But they're going to go away, people, and you're going to have to find some new way to segregate people and
brown
pit them against
haired
each other.
Folk versus blonde-haired folk.
I don't know what they're doing. See, these people just want to pit one group against another because they know that they can get power that way.
I don't want to see you walking around with them blondies anymore.
That's how it is. What about the people with sandy brown hair, then? All right. Paul is supported by none other than the arch-racist David Duke, former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. Now, I have not heard that this is true, but I wouldn't doubt it for a second.
And who cares?
Right? Just because some bigot supports Ron Paul does not make Ron Paul a bigot.
And it doesn't make everybody else who supports Ron Paul a bigot.
Any more than a woman listening to this show makes me a woman. I mean, it's stupid. Okay. And Don Black, co-founder of the white supremacist website Stormfront. Paul has not condemned these supporters or returned their donations. He has absolutely condemned their ideas. He has called it nonsense.
Yeah.
What else do you want?
And he has brilliantly utilized these attacks to talk about the war on drugs. Have you seen any of his interviews where he's been able to respond to the attacks about, well, you've been taking money from white supremacists? And have you seen any of these?
No, I have not.
He's brilliant. I've been so proud of Ron Paul on this one because he hasn't really made the war on drugs a prime campaign issue. But when it's brought up, he hits it well and he hits it hard and he does a great job.
I'm sure he's been doing it for years.
But they were trying to corner him with this, like, ha-ha, we caught you taking money from the white supremacists. And Ron Paul said, look, the money's in my pocket now. I'm not going to use it to promote these awful ideas these people have. I'm using it to promote the ideas of liberty. Why should I give them their money back so they can use it to promote their bad ideas? And then he points out that as a libertarian, he is the anti-racist. Libertarians don't see people as parts of groups. We believe in individuals. We believe that people should be judged on the basis of what they do and what they believe in on an individual basis, not the color of their skin or the color of their hair or the genitalia hanging between their legs. Or not hanging.
Or what genitalia they prefer.
Yeah. So he so brilliantly points that out. He's the anti-racist. He's the only candidate that doesn't see people in groups like that. And then on top of that, he also uses that to tie in to actually bring up the war on drugs and say he's the only candidate on the entire field, perhaps with the exception of Mike Gravel, but certainly of the Republicans. He's the only one who's going to end the war on drugs, who will pardon, and he mentioned this, pardon the nonviolent drug offenders from federal prison, as Harry Brown promised that he would back when he was running in the year 2000. Nobody else would do that. And what's the percentage of offenders, drug offenders, that are black versus white?
I imagine it's quite a bit more black.
Yeah.
Certainly
so,
in the South.
It's clear that...
certainly where there are black people, it is more black.
It's clear that he pointed out that this is an issue that not only does it affect all Americans, it does. The war on drugs puts us all in jeopardy, even if we aren't actually a drug user or connected to one. But he pointed out that it's unfairly focused on black people. They're only 12% of the population, but they're something like 60% of the drug convictions. It's not because they use more drugs. It's because of redneck cops that are out there focusing on black neighborhoods and bringing and arresting black people.
I think that there's other attributions to that, but I think they're all government controlled. I think that the welfare state has created, a get-rich-quick culture inside the poorer communities, some of which are black, and those people think that they can get rich quickly by selling drugs.
The fact is, Ron Paul is the best friend of black people, Hispanics, poor whites, poor people in general, the middle class, and the rich. Freedom works for everybody. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to the Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. So enjoy those on us, including the Wiki, over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com.
Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar's offices were raided by the FBI and the Secret Service on November the 14th, 2007. All of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org, sign up for their updates, register for the lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar.
800-259-9231. Continuing the story here, Mark, from the socialist workers of whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
The commies are on the attack when it comes to Ron Paul. So Ron Paul's getting hit from all over the place. He's getting hit from the conservatives that are upset that he's not a warmonger like they are. And now the socialists are getting upset because he wants to he wants liberty. And according to them, that's bad, because then the evil corporations are going to start ruling us all with whips and chains.
We can't be free. The government must control us in order to keep the corporations at bay.
Yeah, that's their basic argument.
Which is really funny, because the corporations are basically in bed with the government, so
yeah,
it's a government problem.
Yeah.
How can they be so...
It's a sophomoric, simple-minded answer.
Yeah, I don't understand how they can be so blind to that and just not see that happening. I think they see it to some extent, but they believe that if they just elect real socialists, then the problems will be solved.
Well, they're just certainly not looking
because they've always been solved in the past.
They're not looking at the pendulum of history and how when politicians get in power, they steal, and how the American how people in general get sick of it, and then they put the other group in charge. And this is the whole problem with party politics from the beginning.
is your team is never going to be entirely in charge. So your message is always going to be bastardized. Your message of, you know, bigger government, the way the government's going to solve this problem, the government's going to solve that problem. The fact is the government's never going to solve any problem but how to take money out of your pocket and put it in somebody else's.
Let's continue the story.
In 1992 newsletter published under Paul's name claimed only about 5% of blacks have sensible political opinions, i.e. support for the
free
market.
There were some disgusting quotes in those newsletters.
There sure were, and I wouldn't I wouldn't diminish that at all. The fact is Ron Paul unfortunately was not vigilant in watching out for his newsletter. He let other people publish it. I can tell
with his
you,
name on it.
Yeah, I can tell you that if somebody was publishing a newsletter in my name right now, I probably wouldn't pay as much attention to it as I should either because it doesn't make me any money. It's not what my job is. Mm-hmm. My job is to make money for Free Talk Live. Ron Paul's job is to, you know, be a U.S. House of Representatives.
Just as an aside, there are talk show hosts out there that have their own magazine. Mm-hmm. Glenn Beck is one of them.
He doesn't write that crap?
He doesn't. I doubt he's the editor of his own magazine.
I doubt it very seriously. It's difficult. He's a brand. And yeah. People want to use that brand. Unfortunately, somebody got in charge there who, used Ron Paul's name. And Ron Paul has taken moral responsibility from it.
Yeah. He has said he's sorry, and he doesn't agree with those statements at all. Those
it's
are not
nonsense.
Him. And as I understand it, I think it's either the Texas NAACP head or the guy that's the head in Ron Paul's district, somebody very close to the Texas area that Ron Paul lives in, the head of the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored Persons, they have endorsed Ron Paul and said, those quotes are not the Ron we know. Mm. So there you go. I mean, that's all you need to say to that.
On December 23rd, 2007, Ron appeared on Meet the Press, where he asserted that he would not have voted for the Civil Rights Act of 1964 because it impinged on the property rights of business owners. Let me address that real quick, if I could. It's my business. If I want to only let in hot blonde girls, then that's all I should have to let in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe I'll go out of business because people
probably
don't like the idea that I'm, it's creepy. But people don't like the idea that I'm discriminating against hot Mexican girls or hot white guys or whatever.
Right.
Whatever it is that I'm doing, people may not agree with it, but, it's my business. I should be able to do business in any manner I wish. And this is the thing that's always baffled me is how come Hollywood gets away with it? How come Hollywood, a script calls for a 7-year-old blonde girl to do an acting part? How come a 6'5" black man can't play the part?
Yeah, that's discrimination.
It's discrimination. Well, because people have their own visions of what it is that they want in a particular area.
It's their film, so they should be able to do what they
right.
want with it.
And in the same way, it's your business. You should be able to do what you want. Now, I may disagree with what your business is, and I likely will boycott you if you run a bigoted business.
Oh, if I find out that someone I've been doing business with is a white supremacist, I will not set foot in their business anymore. I don't know if
what their thought is doesn't bother me. It's what their action is that bothers me.
Oh, if I found out what their thought was, I would punish them for that, too.
If I knew it, Ian.
Well, that's fine. Then they could show me that they've grown.
Well, I don't know that. I would like the opportunity to talk to them.
You would patronize a known racist?
Racism implies action, okay? A bigot, a person who thinks that whites are supreme over blacks has some kind of thought like that. That's just a thought. If he's not doing anything with that thought, I'm not going to punish him for it.
He won't necessarily
like
be doing things you can see.
To talk to him about those thoughts. And one of the ways that I could do that is by doing business with him. If he says, I'm not letting black people in my business, that's something entirely different.
I think it's a difference in degrees, but it is different.
Okay. As for workers' rights, Paul opposes the 8-hour day and the minimum wage. By the way, who works 8 hours a day anymore? I can tell you, I work 10, 11.
Yeah, I work 10. At 10 and minimum.
I want that opportunity. I can make more money with my day. Your law, your 8-hour workday law, it screws me out of those 2 hours that I could be working.
You know what's funny is my work gets around the 8-hour workday law by actually only paying. What they do is they pay me technically for 40 hours a week, but I actually work 50 hours a week.
What salary?
Right. So that's how they sort of play it. Like, I get this much an hour, but when I work 50 hours, I really only get this much
sure.
an hour. But
that's how management tends to be, and you've moved up to the joyful world of management.
Right, they're not talking about you, Julia. You are now one of the capitalist pigs, basically. One of the ruling class. They're talking about the workers. They're talking about the ones that are hourly wage
I'm working
workers.
For somebody.
Yeah, and the minimum wage really just cuts out young people that want to get into the workforce and immigrants that don't speak English very well. It just kills their opportunity to earn.
I had to do some training down in Massachusetts, and their minimum wage is now up to something crazy like $8 an hour. And the GM there was asking me, you know, what's your minimum wage in New Hampshire? And I said, oh, it's, you know, right now I think it's $6.50. And she said, oh, gosh, you're so lucky. Because she can only hire a certain class of people because she has to pay them $8 an hour. So she's not going to hire some high school kid for $8 an hour because they're not worth $8
an hour. Right, they show up late, they kind of putter around.
They don't know what they're doing, they talk a lot.
Shirts untucked, hats crooked sideways.
And therefore they don't get the opportunity to learn what it's like to be in the workplace, how important it is to be on time, how important it is to have your uniform looking good, to present yourself and therefore the business well. They don't learn these lessons. What do? They don't work. You know, they don't work in high school. Then they don't work in college.
And then
they pop out and they just expect the world to give them something. Sounds like a crappy employee to me.
That's what the government does, is it kicks out the bottom rungs from the ladder of affluence.
Yep. It's one of the reasons why companies are leaving America and going to other countries.
Yeah.
Because they can find people who want to work hard there. Anyway.
All right, continuing with the socialist hit piece.
All right, and Paul opposes laws banning child labor and other legislation that ensures safe working conditions.
It doesn't ensure anything.
Right.
How can you check up on that? They don't do that effectively.
And you know, child labor laws, I'm just against them. I started working when I was 12 years
old. I started working
old.
When I was 14, and it was the best decision I ever made for myself
as
a teenager.
I learned so much from working. You know, I wasn't exploited or anything like that, at least not from my opinion.
Nope.
I learned some good and valuable lessons, a hell of a lot more valuable than frickin' high school.
I worked at a young age, around the same age for my mother at her thrift store in downtown Sarasota as a cashier, basically.
She was probably exploiting you.
Well, I wasn't getting paid, except maybe a very small stipend. But that's what the socialists would say, is that I was being exploited. But I would say I was learning some very, very important life lessons about customer service, about how to handle running a cash register and dealing with people. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Baby, it's cold outside, but cozy inside your car, right? No? Icicles are hanging from your cheeks like Christmas ornaments? Well, when we come back, it's an open and shut case of the faulty thermostat.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
If you're still wearing mittens after a couple of miles of driving, your thermostat may be stuck open. The result is a too-cool engine which doesn't produce enough hot water to warm the heater coils that make passenger cabins toasty. And if Frosty the Snowman's more comfortable inside your car than you, it's more than an inconvenience. It's a warning sign. Engines that run too cool waste gas and are prone to mechanical troubles. So keep your engine and your passengers operating at optimum temperature. Have your thermostat checked today. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it is your show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free number for you, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features we give away on us, FreeTalkLive.com. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase going to Free Talk Live. You've got to do the shopping anyway. You've got stuff you need to buy to live life. Even though the socialists would like you to move back into a cave, you need to go and buy things. So do it at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. You'll get a great deal. You'll get free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. And Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase if you start your shopping experience at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, happening June 9th through the 15th at Porkfest. You'll be able to meet hundreds of individuals who, like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Learn more at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. 800-259-9231. Some more thoughts here on this article, or more, I guess, from the article, by the socialists. The socialists are on the attack when it comes to Ron Paul and libertarianism. Let's let them continue their trip.
At least these socialists are. Ron Paul is against unemployment insurance, welfare, and food stamps. Now, he's not against unemployment and welfare. He's against unemployment insurance.
Right, they make it sound like
government welfare.
They're trying to make it sound like Ron Paul hates poor people or the underprivileged people that are having a tough time in life, and that's not true.
Liberty will probably benefit those people as much, if not more, than everyone else.
No doubt about it, because the fact is, giving people a tax break is good across the board. I mean, rich people, they can afford to pay the taxes, but poor people can't.
Right.
So, cutting out property taxes or the income tax or, initiating a national sales tax is going to result in more money being in the pockets of the people that need it the most, and that is the poor people.
And, the donations to the Ron Paul campaign, at least on the Money Bomb Day, I think they averaged $90. Does that sound right to you?
About that, yeah.
$90. These are not rich people donating to this campaign.
Well, why do you think that is?
Because poor people want freedom just as much as rich people do. More.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He would like to see Social Security gradually eliminated.
Hooray!
Same here. Social Security is a stupid scam. It's a racist program that benefits
rich white women
of the cost of everyone else, especially poor black men. All right. In Congress, Paul has voted consistently against strengthening workers' rights and the Occupational Health and Safety Administration, as though this government organization really has anything to do with workers' rights. It has to do with benefiting those people in charge of government.
Mm.
And on December 5th, 2007...
One other thing. Workers don't have any more rights or any different set of rights than everyone else. And that's
workers are businesses that sell their labor.
Well, government tries to do, and what these socialists are trying to do, is they're trying to lump everybody into a different group, and they're trying to say, well, as a worker, you have these rights. As a healthcare consumer, you have these rights.
You must be clairvoyant. This you'll hear the last part of this article. The socialist labor party or whatever, it's the Party for Socialism and Liberation. They really do try to pit workers against everyone else, and I'll read it to you.
The fact is, everyone has the same set of rights because we're all born, and that's where, you know, you have rights as a human being, and that's it. Because you're working doesn't give you any extra set of rights. Because you're a business owner doesn't give you any extra set of rights. That's just nonsense.
On December the 5th, 2007, he became the first presidential candidate to cross the picket line of striking writers in Hollywood so that he could appear on ABC's The View.
That selfish bastard!
My God, he crossed a picket line!
I say, great! Thank goodness Jay Leno went back on the air without the approval of the Writers Guild, because there were people that were being put out of jobs, and the writers don't give a flip. I've heard some of the news clips on this where the writers are just like, oh, they're trying to say the people are losing jobs because of us. Well, they are! You guys aren't working, so the camera guys aren't working either.
The best boys, those guys are not working either.
Right, the ones that make less money than you.
Right. The guys that bring the donuts for the set, those guys are not working right now.
Right, so Jay Leno and a couple of the other shows said, look, we can't afford this. I mean, these people are expecting paychecks. They're expecting to be able to come to work, and because you writers are getting greedy, they can't have jobs now? Screw that. We're going back on the air. And Ron Paul crossed that picket line. I think he's a hero for it.
On the environment, Paul called the Kyoto Protocol the current international framework for the reduction of greenhouse gases, an anti-Americanism masquerading as environmentalism. For Paul, the key to sound environmental policy is respect for private property rights.
At least they're getting his positions fairly accurately.
Yep. He thinks individuals should be responsible for suing polluters who violate their property rights, and that the rising cost of lawsuits would stop those committing environmental destruction. What kind of foolishness is that?
Have you ever been to some government parks
Right. Even if you think about litter for a second. Litter is, in and of itself, I mean, it by its own definition, is something that can only happen on communal property. There's no such thing as litter on public property. That's just something that needs to be picked up so that we can do business or that my house
looks
nice.
You mean private property.
Excuse me, I'm private property. Litter is, by its definition, throwing trash on communal property.
Mm.
So, yeah, I mean, it's the trash.
Right, are you littering at the baseball stadium when you throw your bag of peanuts on the ground?
Not really. I mean, it's part of you paid a ticket to come in, and I would say it's rude.
Well, if there's a trash can nearby, then it's rude.
Right.
But if there's no trash can, what the hell are you supposed to do?
They pay people to pick up after.
They have the option of saying, you know what, this whole baseball thing isn't working out. Everybody's leaving their trash everywhere, for God's sake.
Is it littering if you leave your soda cup in the theater, the movie theater, after the movie's over?
It wouldn't be what I would consider responsible. It's not the way my mom raised me, but it's not what I would call littering. No, that movie theater wants you to come in, and they're willing to deal with the trash you leave on the floor in order to do it. They include that in the cost of your ticket, cleaning up after you. Now, if you're sensible and you clean up after yourself, hopefully everyone else will see your example and do so, and therefore, together, we can lower the cost of movie theater tickets. But it's not likely to happen, and it's just one of those things you pay for when you go to the movies. Going on. He thinks individuals should be responsible for suing polluters. Oh, I'm sorry, I read that. Ron Paul wants to repeal the Roe versus Wade Supreme Court decision. Now, I can't say that I agree with that, and I'm just going to go on.
I'll agree with that, and I'm in favor of a woman's right to choose. I don't think the federal government should have any say in anything like
that. Well, then I'll read the paragraph.
Whatever.
All right, I'll go on. Paul's domestic program includes the abolition of the Department of Education and federal college funding like Pell Grants. In his view, the right to free public schools should be made at the state level.
The right
education
to free
should be privatized
public schools
and treated like any other commodity. Well, you see, here's what doesn't make any sense is everybody pays taxes. Julie, you're paying taxes?
Yes.
Yeah, you said that it costs you what?
$600 a month.
$600 a month. That $600 a month is in part going to pay for Pell Grants for college students whose parents make significantly more than you do.
I went to college, and I wasn't eligible for a Pell Grant. So I pay in, and it doesn't matter. Yeah. I get screwed. I just pay for other people.
It's just an unfair system.
You don't care, Julia. You hate young people.
I do hate young people. I hate people in general, actually.
Paul's claims healthcare should be left to and should not be left to HMOs, big drug companies, and government bureaucrats. This message may have a populist appeal, but what he proposes is a free market healthcare system. It's the opposite of universal healthcare.
Yes, thank goodness.
Contrary to Paul's assertions, market-based healthcare system does not increase personal responsibility. It allows the insurance corporations and healthcare providers to ravage, manipulate, and overcharge working people.
That is such nonsense.
Wait a second. How are you going to overcharge me if I'm not paying you? Because once I decide you're overcharging me, I'm going to stop paying you.
Right. That's the thing. It's like they act as though that without the government around, these insurance companies or any other company is going to be able to coerce you into
doing
business
for them.
That
doesn't speak very highly of me.
No.
It's an insult to me
right,
to say that I'm not smart enough to look out for myself, to spend my money
right.
the way I want.
You'll just be taken advantage of by the evil corporations, you fool.
That just pissed me off.
Well, you need our brilliant socialists to be elected in order to help you run your life.
That's right. Progressives and socialists need to expose the reactionary program of Ron Paul. In the coming year, as the electoral propaganda intensifies, it will become increasingly important for the anti-war movement to stay in
Please.
The streets.
Expose him.
And stay independent of the two major political parties. Working class people and socialists need to be clear. We will support no candidate who advocates the interests of the enemy class.
The individual?
The enemy?
Well, the enemy, of course, is the rich people.
Is
what they're saying.
This?
No, this is it.
That's so outrageous.
Enemy class. Your fellow Americans are your enemies. Apparently.
I want to recap that. Just the end. It's just so good, Mark. I thought we shouldn't hold it over, but let's just recap that and talk more about it in hour number three and get your thoughts as well. I know you're holding. We're going to get to you. It's Free Talk Live.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
If your body